Greetings once again, friends. It is my joy and my honor to share with you our first message for this new year, 2021. Today, we also recognize Epiphany Sunday. This day is an opportunity for us to continue the story of the birth of Jesus. For we understand and know that for many of our family and friends, their journey here on earth ended in 2020. However, it was the beginning of their new life, the kingdom of heaven. We who are here understand that with Epiphany comes the recognition and the revelation that the story of Jesus' birth did not stop at a lonely stable. Pastor Andrew shared with us on the first Sunday of our sermon series titled When God Steps In that many like to look for cards and nativity scenes that include the wise men. However, our scripture for the morning, as well as many commentaries, remind us that the wise men were not there at the very time of Jesus' birth, but were later a part of this great story. And so today, our message title is, Yes, We're Here, Now What? As we look at our passage in the Gospel of Matthew, we are reminded of how God continued his plans, not only for Jesus, but also for his people. We're also provided in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the first through the sixth verses, how God was making preparations then, even when his people in Jerusalem were facing challenging times. Hear these words. Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill with joy. For merchants from around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you. The camels of Midian and Ephah. The people of Sheba will bring gold and frankincense and will come worshiping the Lord. Friend, God does not leave his people in darkness through the lack of knowledge, but provides a message of what was to come and who would be involved, along with the expected actions and reactions of God's people for years to come. For just as Jerusalem had been and was experiencing dark times in their lives, God was still working on their behalf and our behalf. God was still making ways for the purposes that had begun in heaven to be a reality here on earth. For God, through his prophets and his people, foretold of the collision that would take place between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of earth. And as such, we would have a choice, just like the wise men did, who are told about in our passage in the Gospel of Matthew, the second chapter, the first through the 12th verses, that while there may be troubling times in the land, God's plan, however, still prevailed. Hear now these words. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophets wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star that they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. And they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Church, commentaries tell us that the wise men had traveled for an extended period of time, leaving their places of comfort and notoriety to have the opportunity to see and to behold the Messiah that had been foretold, as found in the book of Isaiah 61-6. They traveled so that they could behold the reality of humanity and divinity colliding, which would impact each other forever. A collision which would bring about an awakening of new life, so that our hearts may rejoice, that our souls may be renewed, and that our journey may continue even along a new path, a path filled with the light and life of Jesus. These three wise men are evidenced by the actions that they took. Upon first arriving at the place where Jesus was, they knelt down and paid homage, in other words, reverence, praise, and worship, to be in the presence of deity, to realize that this was Jesus the Messiah. Second, they brought to Jesus and his parents gifts, provisions for the future as well as the purpose of God's plan here on earth as represented through the items they presented. Those that represent not only Jesus being a prophet, but also a priest and a prince. They gave out of their abundance, not only the abundance of their heart through praise and worship, but also out of their material abundance, and came and gave it. Three, they realized that God had led them to that special place to behold the wonder and the beauty and the glory of God. However, they also realized that God's plan takes place in unexpected ways. And so they heeded the message that was given to them from God through a dream, to not go back the way in which they came, which would bring them into the presence of Herod. For Herod was an unjust and jealous ruler. But they went a different way to share what they had beheld in their hearts as well as in their spirits. For if we read on, we learn that even Mary and Joseph, when they left out of Bethlehem, had to travel another way because of the spiteful heart of King Herod. The question that I believe that faces us now that we are in 2021 and have heard and experienced the retelling and the prophecy of the birth of Jesus is, what are we going to do now? Are we going to return to the dark places of 2020? Still looking to do things the way we had prior to COVID? Looking with that same questioning eye, woulda, shoulda, coulda? Or are we willing to be like the wise men, as stated in verses 10 through 12, to come with hearts filled with joy, realizing that we are still a part of God's greater plan, that we are enjoying the collision, the colliding, the coming together of God's kingdom in heaven as well as God's kingdom here on earth? Are we willing to worship Him who came not only to bring His light and life, but to prepare a way that we would have a chance to eternal life? For Jesus is coming again. Are we willing to go another way, to do things differently than what we had done in 2020? Yes, God has allowed us to reach out to new people. God has allowed us to be able to do ministry even outside of these familiar walls. However, church, are we willing to take advantage of the opportunity to begin anew, to look for all the many ways that we can give God praise for what God has in store for us and before us? No, it won't look like it did before. And no, I still can't tell you when the pandemic will end. However, I still remember those words in Isaiah 55:8, that our thoughts and our ways are not God's thoughts and God's ways. However, we still have the benefit of the most powerful message and story of all, that of Jesus. And I believe it is out of retelling and sharing this story that abundant life will be available to us. But abundant life will also be available to those with whom we share the story. But even greater than that, with those whom we share the joy, the praise, and the love with. Church, I cannot change. You cannot change yesterday. But we can, you and I together, can begin today to make tomorrow's yesterday better if we're willing to do like the wise men did. If we're willing to stretch our arms out wide, if we're willing to allow God through the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with joy and thanksgiving, if we're willing to allow ourselves to be filled once more with the joy and the light, the hope and the peace that comes through the birth and the knowledge of knowing that Jesus shall return. The only question remains is, now that we're here, what are you going to do now? Amen and amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for yet another new year, filled with many opportunities and untold stories. Yet we know that you are with us, that you are already providing for those things for us to do as we continue to live out the plan and purpose you have for us. Continue to surround us and bless us, God, as we continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And it is Jesus who left us these precious words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you.